Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day on this fifth day of December, and we're walking through Messianic prophecies on our march toward Christmas. And today, I'm going to be reading from Psalm 22. This is a psalm by David, and this is in the World English Bible, and it's a Messianic psalm, and you'll understand when I read it. This is what it says. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me and from the words of my groaning? My God, I cry in the daytime, but you don't answer. In the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, you who inhabit the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not disappointed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me mock me. They insult me with their lips. They shake their heads saying, he trusts in Yahweh. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him since he delights in him. But you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust while at my mother's breasts. I was thrown on you from my mother's womb. You are my God since my mother bore me. Don't be far from me, for trouble is near, for there is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They open their mouths wide against me, lions tearing prey and roaring. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You have brought me into the dust of death. For dogs have surrounded me, a company of evildoers have enclosed me, they have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all of my bones, they look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, they cast lots for my clothing. But don't be far off, Yahweh, you are my help, hurry to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, yes, you have rescued me from the horns of the wild oxen. I will declare your name to my brothers. Among the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear Yahweh, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. Stand in awe of him, all you descendants of Israel, for he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither has he hidden his face from him, but when he cried to him, he heard. My praise of you comes in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The humble shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise Yahweh who seek after him. Let your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to Yahweh. All the relatives of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is Yahweh's. He is the ruler over the nations. All the rich ones of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him. Even he who can't keep his soul alive. Posterity shall serve him. Future generations shall be told about the Lord. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness to a people that shall be born, for he has done it. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, this psalm was written by David, and he experienced many of these things, but there's also that telescoping of looking to the future, and we see so clearly how it prophesies about your life and your death. And Lord, I love you for these details. I love the Bible for these details, that you were reproached, despised, insulted, shaking their heads. Even the words that they said, he trusts in Yahweh, let him deliver him. Those were words that were uttered at the foot of the cross. The fact of your birth, that you were not, you didn't just appear in the world, but you were birthed from a woman is in here. Lord, you were surrounded by people. You were also crucified by an entity that was like a lion. You were poured out like water, and on the cross, your bones must have been out of joint, particularly your shoulder bones, and no doubt your heart melted within you. It did say that you were thirsty, and the scripture says, my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. And then the word dogs have surrounded me, and that's usually a word for Gentiles. And the fact that they had pierced your hands and feet And yet your bones were not broken. They may have been out of joint. And even verse 18, they divided my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. Lord, it's just so beautiful. And so thank you for your scripture today. Thank you for the harmony of it. Thank you that yesterday, today, and forever, we can trust in your word. It is a solid foundation that we can camp on. And so we thank you for that as we look forward to celebrating you on Christmas Day. Lord, may our lives be an exclamation point to your glory. May our hearts and minds circle around and sing worship songs to you today, because you are worthy of all the praise that we give you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And if you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. There's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. Thanks to all of you who do that. And another really tangible way to support this podcast is to simply pray for me. You can imagine that there is some spiritual warfare going on around me whenever I record these. And I would just so appreciate your prayers. So thanks in advance for doing that.